ערב טוב רבותיי, שבוע טוב. So, unfortunately, it's come to my attention that we won't be meeting tomorrow, neither in the afternoon nor in the evening. So that kind of saddens me a little bit, but I'm going to be happy that you're having a good time. So that's that. We were in the topic of Pat Yisrael versus Pat Akum. We spoke about different levels. We spoke about the fact that Maran HaShulchan Aruch intentionally left the psak halacha of this thing a little bit open-ended, which means he didn't say it's mamash asur like bishul akum. He spoke about the minhagim in different places, if you remember. There's another proof in the Shulchan Aruch that, now, when I say pat akum, let's be very clear. What kind of pat akum do I mean that it's not asur?
Pat
palter. Because pat ba'alabait, that the ba'alabait made for me, that's asur hands down, that Maran said meforash. Although some were matir that also, but for all intents and purposes, according to Maran Shulchan Aruch, Pat Ba'al HaBayit is always Asur, and Heter, finished, end of story. So we're talking about Pat Palter. So if somebody comes and asks you, what is the halacha according to Maran Shulchan Aruch about consuming Pat Palter? Mutar or Asur?
Quick question, what is Pat Palter?
The bread of a baker, which means non-Jewish baked bread, but on a commercial scale as opposed to individual. Da'at Maran, Pat Palter, Mutar or Asur?
Oh, you know,
none of the above.
Lo asur. Yeah. Now, remember that. Now, it's important because.
So it's
not
asur. What is it?
Not asur. Yeah. Not.
Is it
mutar? Well, there's different shitot. Maran holds lecha techila. You certainly shouldn't be. Maran even brought a machloket. He says there are certain places that have a minhag only to eat pat palter when Jewish bread is not available. If you remember, I told you last time, B'Shem HaKaf Chaim in the Zichet Tzedek, who said that there were certain keilot in Amisai, big keilot, big chashuv keilot, like in Izmir, in Kushta, sorry, and in Baghdad, that they ate pat palter, even when Jewish bread was available. You remember the time that I told you? What was the reason?
Feed the whole city.
They didn't have enough pat yisrael to feed the whole city, so that's considered not pat yisrael matzui, so they were mekel. Maran, in Siman Tafresh Gimal, in Or HaChaim, where he speaks about dineh, so he says that a person should be nizhar, a person should be careful, even if a person's not careful during the rest of the year, from Pata Akum, at least during Aseret Emet Teshuvah, from Shoshanat Yom HaKippurim, a person should be careful to only consume Pat Yisrael. That's what he writes over there. Now, again, that's a different story. Obviously, Pat Yisrael is only a mashal. It's not only Pat Yisrael that we have to be careful about. It's what we eat, it's how we speak, it's how we act. It's just a mashal for how we're supposed to be conducting ourselves during Aseret Emet Teshuvah because we're under the microscope. Point being, what do you see from the Salah about Maran? If Maran held that Pat Palter was Asur, he wouldn't have told you, even if you're Noheg Heter the rest of the year, be careful during Aseret Emet Teshuvah. If it's Asur, it's Asur. Apparently, from that halacha, what do you see? That Maran left it open-ended as subject to Minhagim. So, therefore, even if you see Sfaradim, the Edot HaMizrach, eating Pat Palter, you don't have to be Moche. There's plenty, plenty of Poskim for them to rely on. Even Maran left it open-ended, like we said, and therefore you don't have to be moche, like I told you many times. Now it's a little bit different, but up until, I would say, 50 years ago, you know, the people in Yerushalayim, where do you think they used to get bread from? They had bakeries, whatever, but then, you know, the Arabs, Arab shuk, they would go to buy bread from the Arabs, pita and lafa and all that stuff, and they would buy from them. And be'emet, kacha, if you ask your grandfathers, bechol mekomot moshvotam, the same thing was in Morocco, and then they used to buy bread from Arabs. Kachaya, that seems to have been the prevalent minhag. Now, there are, besides for Siman Kuf Yudbet in Yoreh De'ah, where Maran speaks about the halachot of Pat Akum, there are other places in Shulchan Aruch where the halacha comes up. Very interestingly, you remember we spoke about last time, I kind of left you with a cliffhanger. Are there any situations for those who are, now again, best case scenario, if a person is makpid always on Pat Yisrael, excellent. Mitsuyan. Lamano. Yeah. Not at the expense of Yasham. That's for sure now. There's, unfortunately, I know, maybe I shouldn't say unfortunately, but unfortunately, there are some people who are super makpid about Pat Yisrael and Halav Yisrael and whatever, and then Kemach Yasham gets swept under the rug. That's just ludicrous. Okay, it doesn't make any sense, as we'll speak about in future Shiurim, but let's just say the person is super makpid and he's makpid about the things that he needs to be. I would be easily, if somebody asked me, he says, I want to be makpid on one or the other, Pat Yisrael or Kemach Yasham, hands down, without a question, without hesitating for a moment, ישן בוודאי ובוודאי, ישן לדין תורה, אין שום ספק בעולם that he should be מקפיד about ישן as opposed to פת ישראל. Yeah.
I was going to say that even pat akum mamash, even the isur of pat ba'al bayit is only isur de rabbanan.
Now, not to chas v'shalom, you know, denigrate isur de rabbanan, but you know, just to have a sense of a gauge. Yashan is din torah mamash, en beze shum safek. So over there, if you do that, and then if you're makpid on pat Yisrael and not on yashan, it's a little bit laughable. There's plenty of people also that makpid on chalav Yisrael. Now again, mitzuyan, excellent. I'm makpid on chalav Yisrael, mitzuyan. Yeah, but there's plenty of poskim, even poskim sfaradim. People always quote the, you know, the chalav stam, quote unquote, heter, as belonging to Rav Moshe. So that's partially true, but also there's plenty of geonei sfarad, like the Pri Chadash, Pri Tohar, Radbaz, and others, who are matir for different reasons than Rav Moshe, and not necessarily, so you have geonei sfarad also being mekel, not to have Chalav Yisrael all the time. So for all those, you know, there's, we'll call it fads. You know, there's, fads.
Oh, yeah.
There's certain like, you know, trends, thank you, in Am Yisrael. You know, Chalav Yisrael becomes a thing, and Pat Yisrael becomes a thing. That's all excellent. I don't know, now it's also Baruch Hashem, Yashan is getting into that trend also, but Yashan is a little bit harder to keep, not impossible, just takes a little bit more thought process and planning and buying before and stuff like that. But it's at least for Ashkenazim, it's a little bit different, as we've spoken about on other occasions. I actually had a whole conversation with Rabbi Roblowski about this topic, whether it's a stira, whether it's a, you know, is there room to be machmir on Pat Yisrael and Chalav Yisrael and not on Kemach Yashan for Ashkenazim versus Sfaradim? But I told him Pemale that according to Sfaradim, it's mamash a joke. It's a joke for Sfaradim, tzok, for him to be machmir on these things that are midrabanan at their essence, plus plenty of poskim matirim. I told him by Pat Yisrael, gdolei olam or mekel, knesset gdola, zivchei tzedek, agaon kaf chayim, keilot shlemot in Am Yisrael were mekel. By Chalav Yisrael, I told you a bunch of poskim sfaradim just now that are also mekel not to have Chalav Yisrael as long as there's no behemat me'ah in the flock, which doesn't happen nowadays. So a person's gonna, you know, be makpid on those things, which is wonderful to be makpid, but you know, kind of leave kemach yashan, which is deoraita, as ma'im acharonim. That's just a joke. That's mamash a joke. What do you want to ask?
What exactly is kemach yashan? Why is it deoraita? Well, where is the source if it is deoraita?
You ask very loaded questions, and which are very legitimate questions, but I'm not going to address them right now because that would totally derail what we're talking about right now. Bezat Hashem, in due time, we will deal with it. I like to get everybody, I like to get everybody knowledgeable. I like to get everybody loaded with the shitot so that you know. You should be educated when you speak to people on any topic. Anytime you speak about a topic, it's unintelligent to speak about a topic that you're uneducated about. You know what I'm saying? But if you're educated, then that takes the conversation to a totally different level. If somebody comes up to you after we've been through several things, are Bishul Yisrael and now Pat Yisrael and whatever, and now you have the Shitot, and now you have, you know, not giving you everything, but at least basics in this. Again, you talk to somebody, so now you're educated. It becomes a totally different kind of intellectual conversation, as opposed to if not. So now, I ask you a question, and this scenario actually comes up in several situations in Shulchan Aruch, which I'll point out to you. What would be the halacha for a person who legitimately keeps Pat Yisrael? Are there situations for a Pat Yisrael keeper to be mekel and consume non-Pat Yisrael? Now, non-Pat Yisrael meaning Pat Palter, and is there even room for to be mekel by Pat Ba'al HaBayit ever? Situations that come up in halacha, let's see. Rabotai, there is a siman Shulchan Aruch, siman Kuf Samachet. We know that when a person makes in Orachaim siman Kuf Samachet, is dine pat. What brachot you make on bread? There's different kinds of breads. There's bread, there's pataba bekisnin, hamotzi, mezonot. All those halachot are in siman Kuf Samachet. Now, preferably, we know that when a person makes a bracha on bread, there's mitzvah min ha-mufchar, to prep on anything, but bread especially, if you have a choice of making a bracha on a shalim or parus, if you have a choice of making the bracha on a whole loaf of bread or just a slice, goes without saying that it's more kavod to the bracha to make the bracha on the whole. Let me ask you a question. Or another thing is, if you're eating bread and you don't care necessarily which one you want to have, there's something that's called patnikia, clean, meaning it comes from clean flour, and there's something that's called pat kebab. Pat kebab is like, we don't really have it too much over here. In Russia, it's like if you go to Russian health stores, there's something that's called black bread. You know what that is? It's like dirty, not unsifted flour.
Crude.
So, huh?
Crude.
It's. I'm not talking about whole wheat. Not whole wheat.
But isn't that one of the things that flipped? That it used to be that white bread was considered better, and now that we know that whole wheat is considered healthier, that would be the flip.
I'm not talking about whole wheat.
Is it sourdough bread?
It's not sourdough. Unsifted flour. So it's just dirty bread. It's called black bread.
No, I was saying it's a different thing because you're supposed to have better quality bread.
Nahum. So there, lalacha also.
I thought whole wheat switched because it used to be that white bread was considered fancier because it was sifted and it was nicer, and now people value whole wheat.
By the way, let me tell you something. Whole wheat is more expensive, but you should know the fact that there's bread in there. Whole wheat bread isn't all that healthier than white bread. Not to say that white bread is very healthy. It's not. White flour is very, very unhealthy. I've everything in moderation. But whole wheat is, whole wheat, wow, superfood. No, it's not. It's not so much healthier. Tiragu. There are things that are, spelt is a little bit healthier. Whole grain is whole wheat and whole grain are different. I'm a little bit of a health freak, thanks to my Rebbetzin, Baruch Hashem. But, I do a lot of research into these things. It's good to know these things, you know. I don't eat a lot of bread anyway. I don't eat bread at all during the week, only on Shabbat. Shabbat Kodesh.
I thought earlier about breakfast, you try to have bread, though. Yeah.
Matzah. I have spelt matzah. A half of spelt matzah. That's it. Okay. That's it. For Pacha Harit, Vizel. Huh? So, anyway, and for us, it's Mizonot. Even though Maran Zichron Baruch Hu, you know, big spoiler alert, Maran Zichron Baruch Hu used to make hamotzi on matzah all year long. Yeah, that's a Yadati. Yadati. That's also a different shir. Yeah.
Not for now.
Yeah, not for now. I cannot give you the whole Torah on regel achat. You know why? We've been through this also. Because I'm not Hillel and you're not Gerim. So I can't give you the whole Torah on one foot. That doesn't work.
But Rebbe still makes mizonot
then. Huh? I still make mizonot, k'minhag ha-sfaradim. Maran Zichron Baruch Hu had several reasons why, and even that he said, minhag ha-sfaradim is to make, like the Birkei Yosef says in Siman Kuf Samachet, we make mizonot. Now, again, when I say matzah, I mean crunchy matzah, as opposed to Sephardic soft matzah. Not a little doubt. Come to me for Pesach. Anyway, Bikitsur.
Honored.
That'd be nice.
Real Chazal matzah. You saw the Gemara yet on Daf Yod? The Gemara says when you have nine chatichot of. In Psachim. The Gemara talks about nine chatichot of matzah and one of chametz getting mixed up and they're all mutar. It's a Gemara coming up in Psachim. Hey, let me ask you a question. You ever see like a crunchy matzah getting mixed up into pitot, or if it gets mixed up into rye bread? What do you mean mixed up? You can tell it. Obviously, if in the times of Chazal, matzah and chametz were getting mixed up, what does that mean? What does that tell you?
They look similar enough.
That they look the same.
They also say the bed there, you know?
There's tons of ra'ayot sheze ha'emet. Aval, bo na'azov et zeh. That's bevadai, if it's soft, soft matzah, bevadai, in shum safek ba'olam, that it's going to be hamotzi all year long. When I say minhag ha-sfaradim, according to the Birkei Yosef, and according to minhag ha-sfaradim, is that matzah is mizanot all year long, it's a reference to crunchy matzah. That's what I'm talking about. Now, so what do you do, according to Shulchan Aruch at least, what's it better to make a bracha on? On clean flour, or pat nikiya, or pat kebar?
Yeah.
Nikiya. Says Maran, listen carefully. Siman kuf samachet saif hei. Very interesting halacha. Pat oved kochavim, Nekiya, upat kebar shel Yisrael. What happens if you made netila and you're about to sit down to make a motzi and you have two breads in front of you? One is clean, pat palter, clean bread, pat palter, and the other one is dirty bread, pat Yisrael. Which one gets the bracha?
Nekiya, clean one.
Re lo likfot, not tars, baba. No, not napar. Was it tars?
Napar
is the beer. Oh, now he says gam tov. Now, is it? Huh? Now he says, "Im enon nizhar mipat oved kochavim, mevarach alez mem shirtze." He says, if you're not careful about pat palter, which means you eat it all year, you can make on anyone you want. Why can you make on anyone you want?
It's already lined up in the first place.
No, but why anyone I want? Why not the pat palter nikiya? Because each one has a ma'ala. Why? The pat palter has a ma'ala that what? It's clean. The pat Israel, dirty one, has a ma'ala that what?
Israel.
Pat Israel. So the halacha is, for that person, make the bracha on anyone you want. Doesn't matter. V'im hu nizhar mipat oved kohavim. You see another ayah. Well, if you're nizhar, if you're not nizhar, what do you see Maran is telling you?
Like not a chiyuv.
Zeh lo isur. He said, not asur. If you're a person who keeps pat Israel, so what do you do? Mesalek pat naki shel oved kohavim me'al ha-shulchan ad le'achar birkat ha-motzi. Which means, take the pat palter off the table. Take the patakum off the table. So the only thing that remains on the table is the pati saran. Make the bracha on that. And then you can bring it back for anybody else to eat. Yeah. Why take it off the table? The poskim say, it's the Mishabur brings down, B'shem Asar Mikutzi, the Samag, Rabbeinu Moshe Mikutzi, who wrote Sefer Mitzvot Gadol, who was one of Ba'al Atos. What he says, if you keep the pat palter on the table, since it's clean, it might be chaviv in your eyes. And therefore, if it might be chaviv in your eyes, it might need another bracha. Therefore, we say, take it off the table. What do you want to ask?
Is there a difference between v'dak chavim and a ger toshav in this regard or no? I mean, assuming that we did have ger toshav, would that make a difference or no?
No.
It's
no,
not
because even
they're over the chavim.
No.
It's just
the fact. They're going. Yeah. Intermarriage.
So what's the reason you have to put it away, the bread?
Because if it's on the table, it might be chaviv in his eyes, and the bracha might not take on the pat Israel dirty one. Since the more chaviv... In his mind, the more chaviv one in front of him is the pat palter. So we say, take it off the table.
You can't just have it in mind.
We're afraid that if it's in front of you, it's too tempting. Huh? Now, it's a chashash that the Sar Mikotzi has. Ve'im ba'al ha'bayit enon nizhar mipat oved kohavim, ve'en da'ato le'echol kol ha'sa'uda rak pat oved kohavim, ki hi nekiya, aval b'nei beto, it should say, yochelu, ochlim, mipat she'enon naki shel Yisrael, u'shtei ha'lechem munachim al ha'shulchan, tzerech livz... Now, another very interesting scenario, says Maran. What happens if the Baal HaBayit, he's not makpid, yeah? He's not makpid, and his kavana is only to eat from the clean pat akum, the whole seuda. But his family, they're yeshivish, yeah? His family, they're makpid, yeah? So they're going to eat from the other one. So now, if it was just me, myself, so Maran already told me what to do, I can make the bracha on anyone I want. But now, if I have to be motzi others in my family, or anybody else who I'm sitting with, and they are makpid, so now what do I do? Which one should I make the bracha on? What do you think? Says Maran, listen carefully. Tzarech livtzoa al pat nekiya shel ovde kochavim ho'il vehu habotzeya ve'en da'ato le'echol ela me'oto pat. Which means, he must nevertheless make, even though they're makpid, he should make the bracha and break davka the... We're not talking about lechem mishni now. That's what we're even talking about during the week. Yeah? Which one does he make the bracha on? Since he's the botzeya, it goes by him. Even though the other people on the table, they're makpid on Pat Israel, and if they were in his position, if they were the Baal HaBayit, which one would they make it on?
On the
dirty Pat Israel. But since he's the Botzea and he's the one who's making the bracha, it goes by him. Now, another, so that was with his family. Now let's say you're a guest. Ve'im Baal HaBayit nishar mipat oved kochavim. Ve'Israel she'eno nishar bekach mesev imo al ha'shulchan. Now let's say the other way. Let's say the Baal HaBayit is yeshivish. Which means... He's makpid. He's makpid on Pat Israel. And now he has a guest, he has another friend over, who's not makpid, and he's going to eat the pat palter during the seuda. Yeah.
Are you saying, just the last case, are you saying that the people who are makpid on the Pat Israel should eat from that bread?
No, no. The question is, which bread gets the bracha? That's the idea. Okay. No, they shouldn't eat from that bread because they're makpid. And there's other bread to eat, so why would you do that? Uh-huh. Yeah.
If there's an inyan during the seuda mitzvah to try to eat Pat Israel, mm-hmm. there isn't. Why don't we say that? That becomes more important than having the cleaner.
Because each one has its own ma'ala. Cleaner is better. It's more mishubach. It's more. So that's the idea. The question here is now: what next case is if it's flipped? Baal HaBayit is makpid on Pat Israel. Okay. Don't forget the same. There's one constant thing that didn't change here. There's two breads on the table. That's the same thing. Pat Israel, dirty. Pat Palter, clean. Baal HaBayit is makpid. His guests are not. Which one gets the bracha? says the Shulchan Aruch, כיוון דמצווה מוטלת על בעל הבית, יבצע מן היפה של עובד כוכבים, וכיוון שהותר לבצוע, הותר לכל הסעודה. Yeah, listen carefully. Over there he says, you make it on the pat palter. Whoa, why? Why? He says, since the mitzvah is on him, he makes the bracha on that one. Once he makes the bracha on that one, he's allowed to eat it for the rest of the meal. What just happened? Says the, you understand? Let me tell you the words again, and then I'll read to you the Mishnah Berura, because it's a little bit cryptic what Manan says. Let's say I'm the Baal HaBayit, I'm Makpid on Pat Yisrael. You guys are sitting with me, you're not Makpid. I have two breads in front of me. Pat Yisrael, lo naki, pat akum, naki. Which one do I make the bracha on? Now, logic would dictate, hey, what, if we're going by the Baal HaBayit, then what? Then do the Pat Yisrael. Says Maran, no. Since the mitzvah is on me, I make it on the pat akum, the clean one. And once I'm allowed to eat it then, during Birkat HaMotzi, when I make the bracha, I can eat it for the rest of the meal too, even though I'm usually makpid. What in the world does that mean? Hold on, yeah.
It's not really usher then. Meaning he's holding the pat akum, pat palter, it's not inherently usher.
And that we already know.
I'm saying even now it's clear that there is...
He's saying all the more so.
All the more so, this is a riot that you like.
Vadai, I asked you before, the introduction to the shir was, are there any heterim? For even for those who are makpid on Pat Yisrael to consume non-Pat Yisrael? Now, what's going on? Yeah, says the Mishnah Berurah, listen carefully. Perush, libtzoa unhotzea acharim bebirkato. Kmo sheamru, ba'al habayit botzea kede sheyivtza ba'ayin yafa. וכיוון שהאורח יאכל מפת עובד גילולים שהוא יפה ונקי, הטילו לו גם כן לבעל הבית לפצוע על הפת של עובד כוכבים מפני כבוד האורח. Which means, listen carefully. Why did the Chachamim say that בעל הבית should always be the one to make a מוציא? You know, that's the הלכה. Usually, הלכה in שולחן ערוך, it's הלכה in the Gemara. By Kiddush, different people have different מנהגים, but especially in my house, if we have guests, I מכבד אותם בקידוש. But what about ברכת המוציא? Never. Never ever. דווקא... Ba'al HaBayit makes Birkat HaMotzi. Why? And even though if there's somebody, Yoterga, if your father's there, your Rebbe's there, whatever, still Ba'al HaBayit makes Birkat HaMotzi, no matter what. Why? The Gemara says, because if you give Birkat HaMotzi to somebody else, he might be ashamed to give out nice pieces from the bread, and he might skimp out, he might be cheap in the portions of bread that he gives to other people. Therefore, the Chachamim said, let the Ba'al HaBayit be the Botzea, let him make Birkat HaMotzi. Since he's Ba'al HaBayit, how's he going to... give nice big pieces to the Orchim, and everybody's going to be well taken care of. Once, so what do we see? The fact that Ba'al HaBayit makes Birkat HaMotzi is only because of? Is because of guests. Which means that the guests are key. Now, back to our situation, since the guests are key, listen carefully. And what will they be eating the rest of the meal? They're not makpid on Pat Yisrael, so what are they eating the rest of the meal? Good, clean, pat akum bread. Nachon? Therefore, in honor of the guest, says Maran, what does it mean, mutal alav? It's my mitzvah. It's my mitzvah as Ba'al HaBayit because of the guests. And therefore, since the guests are going to be eating nice pieces, they want to eat the good stuff. So they're eating the clean pat akum during the meal. Therefore, I have a heter to make the bracha in their honor on the pat akum, even though I am usually strict. Says Maran, and once I'm allowed to make the bracha and eat a piece from a motzi from the pata akum, even though I'm usually makpid, what's the halacha for the rest of the meal? You have a heter for the rest of the meal as well. Yeah.
Why can't I just hold both breasts together and make a bracha for the pata akum, give them from the pata akum?
It doesn't work like that. It's one or the other.
Is it the same bread I eat from that, so that you can too?
Yeah, it's one or the other. The bracha doesn't go on both. The bracha goes. So that's why even on. First of all, we're not talking about lechem mishneh. And even on Shabbat, by the way, the bracha goes on one and not the other. That's why there's different minhagim, machloket between pshat and sod. There's different ways that people do. I'll tell you what I do in a second. Which bread, different minhagim about ripping the bread or slicing the bread, that's different minhagim. But whether you rip or slice, that's a totally different story. Which one do you do? Which bread do you do? On Len Shabbat, on Yom Shabbat, on Seudah Shlishit, top bread, bottom bread, side bread, how do you do it? It's machloket aposkim, and machloket among them kubalim. In order to be yotze all shitot, okay, it's almost impossible to be yotze all the shitot in one meal. It doesn't exist. So what I do, that Maran Zichron Berachah used to do as well, you yotze some poskim during the night and other poskim during the day. It's preferable to break, to tear or cut the bottom challah on Lin Shabbat, and on Yom Shabbat to break or tear the top challah. Same thing both on Suda Shniyah and Suda Shlishit. Same thing. Which means Lin Shabbat bottom, Yom Shabbat and Suda Shlishit top. Then you did a little bit of all the puskin. So that's with regards to that. Yeah.
Side by side.
Side by side, because there's still supposed to be a top and a bottom. So you're not Yotze. If you do it side by side, you're not Yotze that. There's machloket actually, according to that. Chametzion actually says a pshara. He says keep it on a tilt. Chametzion Abba Shaul in Orletzion. He says to keep it on a tilt like that. So it's partially, you know, up and down and partially side to side. But usually we just hold it, you know, one on top of the other, and that's it. Yeah.
Two questions.
Yeah.
Number one, you said that the Baal Bayit should always have one seat. Can you give it to, like, his child to say, like, Bar Mitzvah?
No. You shouldn't.
It should always be the father.
Mm-hmm.
But also, let's say there's not enough pot for everyone to take from that one into the bracha.
Mm-hmm.
So then, is it okay?
You can supplement. You can supplement. Again, it's only mitzvah mina muvchar to taste from the bread of the Baal Bayit. Many times it happens, let's say, by a wedding, by a simcha. You know, let's say the Baal HaSimcha makes a motzi. They have these, you know, giganto challahs also, but until it gets to you, it's, you know, much later. He makes birkat motzi, and everybody eats from their challahs, whatever. So it's not, you're still yotze with the bracha. It's mitzvah to partake from the bread that the bracha was actually made on. Now, just want to, yeah.
If it's just a mitzvah, a mufta, why can't you just say the bracha, eat his own give out the other one to the guest?
Because the whole point of what he's making the bracha on, and the whole point why he's making the bracha to begin with, is only because of the guests. So lichvodam, the chachamim said, he can also eat what they eat, lichvodam, to make the bracha and give them what they eat. Now, I just want to end off the mishnah. Yeah.
So I understand why he has a heter to eat, like let's say the first bite. Why does he have a heter to continue eating?
Oh, because once the chachamim didn't make. They weren't into splitting hairs. Once you have a heter to eat from this bread during the seudah, so you say, okay, for the rest of the seudah, eat this bread also. Once you have a heter, you can't say, oh, now go back to the seudah one bite later. It doesn't work like that. For the next meal, shavati. Now, the Mishnah Brura ends off and he says, listen carefully. If there's no guests, obviously this heter does not exist. Okay, fine. Veda, the Mishabura ends off. The Kayom Shaminak Shkolechad Mevarech Latzmo Birkata Motzi, Lechaura Loshayach Klal Dinze, Lakolechad Yavarech Al Pito Sheochel, Van Pimagadim, Mashaira Likardina Shulchan Aruch. Which means, the Mishabura says today, the Minhag is everybody, let's say by Seuda Shlishit, for instance. Most Bate Knesset, where they have Seuda Shlishit, they're not waiting for one person to make Birkat HaMotzi. Everybody, that's a good example. Everybody comes, they take their Lech Mishneh, they make their HaMotzi. What's the halacha over there? If I have different breads, can I make the bracha on the Pat Palter if I'm Makpid on Pat Tisan for everybody and then eat from it? No, because since everybody says the Mishabura, since everybody's making their own brachot anyway, so I don't have a heter to do that. The only setting that this would apply is Davka in my house. In my house, in a private person's house, especially on, now during Chol, by the way, this might also not be, this is what the Mishnah Berurah is talking about. Let's say we're sitting down to a meal on a weekday. Does one person make hamotzi for everybody? Not usually. That usually only happens when Shabbatot, Yamim Tovim, Bechule. But during the week, it doesn't usually happen. Over there, you don't have that heter either, says the Mishnah Berurah. So it's a very interesting thing to point out. Yeah.
So is it better to have one person doing it if you can during the week?
Anytime, well, let's put it this way. There's an inyan of Berov Am Hadarat Melech. When one person makes the bracha on behalf of many others, whether it's Birkat HaNe'enin or Birkat HaMitzvot, whatever it is, it's considered Berov Am. So Matov U'Manayim, the Mishnah Berurah is just pointing out that doesn't seem to be the minhag, at least on weekdays. When was the last time you went to, you know, breakfast or lunch or whatever it is? Okay, Bershus, in, yeah.
Were it like a Suda Mitzvah or Rosh Chodesh or Siyum?
What about?
Saying, can you say this heter would apply?
No.
To motzi for everyone?
Everybody's still on their own. So that mitzvah, everybody's on their own. They make their own brachot. Yeah.
Even if there's no guest, the father should have motzi instead of a child?
Always. The takanat chachamim was that ba'al habayit should always be the botzea. Always. You're not mechabed birkat motzi. That's the thing. And many times I've been to places, I've been to, you know, people's houses, and they want to honor me with Birkat HaMatzah. I said, Bishum Panim Baofen. Absolutely not. You don't give me Kiddush, we'll talk. But, Bishum, and they don't get a war. No, no, same. Even though, the Gemara also tells us, Kol Mashu Omer Lecha Ba'al HaBayit Aseh Chutz Mitzeh. But this is another thing. There's a Takanat Chachamim for Ba'al HaBayit to be the Batzah. Yeah.
So, certain events where I was at, there's like, small tables of 10, 12 people
mm-hmm.
where you have 2, 3 beds.
That's not a small table.
One guy.
It's a big table.
Small table where?
Okay.
The table where you, the guy, the Baal HaBayit, or the person that's the head of his table, gives out for everyone else. So in that case,
what do you mean the Baal HaBayit of his table? What does that mean?
The person that is designated with you in Hamot, like, how about you, that guy?
Of the table?
Yes.
Or of the party?
Of that table.
There's not enough bread.
And there's not enough bread. I'm talking about like a party.
I'm trying to understand what the Metzias is. We have the... Every table has its designated hamotzi driver. That's his.
Yes, I guess.
I've never heard. I've heard of like giving like the aviyah chatan or the grandfather chatan at a wedding. He wants. They want to make him give birkat hamotzi and he can't even pronounce it. Yeah, I, you know. It's anyway. Bikitzer. How about the tzochek? Yeah. Anyway, bikitzer. It's the worst when they call them up miskinim. Sometimes they call them up to the chupan. They want to make them and then by the sheva brachot and they just. They can't read. Anyway, it's miskinim sometimes. It's not their fault. It's not their fault. But I think of that sometimes. I feel so. It's because sometimes it's shameful. It's embarrassing for the guy. Why call him up? Why bekoach? You're gonna, you know, give him something else. Give him borei pri hagefen. Give you know something. They give him a whole big sameach tisamach re'im oven each. Huh? Yetzer adam asher yetzer et adam bechokma. All the you know. Anyway, bekitzur they give him. I don't know why they do that. Sometimes people don't think. You have what I'm saying? So call them up. Oh, I have to kavod. You're trying to make a person kavod, and then you make him butcher every word there. He looks like a zim skin. Ma asula. You have to think it through. People are not thought out sometimes. I've seen it all. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Shehakol Nihya Bidvaro. I've seen it all. I've seen that. I've seen Asher Yetzer Et Adam Chochma V'Ravu Nekavim Kavim. Yes, a call. I've seen everything.
Wait, so question for Shakol. Did we say Nihya?
Nihya. Minhag Sfaradim is to say Nihya. Anyway, Mikol Makom. Yeah, it's not. You have to be thought out in life. Oy, I can't handle it when people do that and then they butcher and then they say. Chatan v'kalar not yotze, and then he's embarrassed, and then what? Aikar ma kavod, wow, kavod gadol. Anyway, ay, kavod is such a flea. We saw in Rabbi Yonah, kavod is such shtusim. Kavod in this world, this is the musar bite for today. Kavod is such shtuyot. In lo klum, there's nothing there. It's all just air. It's poof, there's nothing there, nothing you can hold on to. People run after the kavod their whole lives. The chamim, not for naught that they say, bepirkei avot, kol rodef achar kavod, kavod boreach memenu. V'kol boreach me'akavod, kavod rodef acharav. There's nothing there. I remember, I'll tell you a story. Maran Zichron Baracha was very, very, very sensitive to kavod. He hated it with a passion. And, you know, in the past generation, I don't know if there's a person who got more kavod in the world than Maran Zichron Baracha. I remember many times during Chodesh Elul, you probably remember too, he used to travel all throughout Eretz Yisrael and they used to go by helicopter and limos and stuff like that. They used to take him to stadiums and give shurim and slichot. And his whole Chodesh Elul was packed. Every night he would go to somewhere else and from the north to the south, the middle of Be'er Sheva and Netivot and you know, Tveria. He would go like everywhere in Israel just to be mechazik Am Yisrael. He would go everywhere. Even at the expense of his own learning, he felt an achrayut to be mechazek amo yisrael, especially during Chodesh Elul. Asher v'ashechel kos. He used to come home during Chodesh Elul very late, you know, sometimes 3-4 in the morning. So when he came home, he felt very tired, but also very depleted, because a person like that can't go so many hours without learning. It was very hard for him to be separated from learning, which was the love of his life, for so many hours. So what happened was, when he used to come home, especially when he went to public events, I'm sure you remember, Maran Zohar used to wear his... You know, Big Dipeir used to wear his the robe and the hat, whatever. That's only when in public. When he, you know, when he was in his shul and stuff, he used to wear his regular, you know, his
frock
and his Hamburg. That's it. But when he went to public events, he would wear his Rishon Etzion garb. When he came home, the first thing he did, he would unzip the robe and the hat and put it on the couch and go right away to sit down. I don't know if you ever saw him in his he had a shirt. usually he was very cold. So he always, during the winter especially, he always used to wear a sweater, a Lacoste sweater, which I know who got it for him, a bunch of them. Anyway, that's the alligator ones, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so they got him that. And he had suspenders also. The shirt and the suspenders, that was his classic thing. He used to, Maran Zichron Livracha, used to either have his glasses over here or glasses off. Right of here. That was his classic thing, and you can't even see any part of the table because it's all full of sfarim. That's the classic picture, the classic pose. So one time, a good friend of mine, who's his grandson, his name is Rav Rabbi Yaakov Sasson, his grandson. So he's the founder of Halacha Yomit. So he asked him. He says, "Tzama lamata." He says, "When you come home, why do you rip it off? Why do you rip off your thing with such a such a fury? Sit down and take it easy." So he said, he told him a very, very interesting vart. He says, "Ani lo ohev lilbosh bigdei avoda." Hear what he said? I don't like to wear work clothes. Do you understand the depth of that statement? You know, the havdil, like a mechanic has his overalls and like a plumber has his, and they come home, what's the first thing they want to do after the work day? Change the clothes, take a shower, because they feel dirty. By wearing these clothing, kavod, who wouldn't want, kids dress up on Purim like that, they put on the fake robes and the hats and the sunglasses, whatever, to dress up like Maran Zichron Livracha, who wouldn't want to wear it? He took it off, he said, "Big day avodah," made him feel dirty because of the kavod, there's many, many such stories where Maran Zichron Livracha whispered to himself when he was, everywhere he went, people clapped for him, people sang for him, it's part of being Gdol Hador. And yet, when one time a friend of mine, he was part of the entourage, he was walking in, he traveled to Mexico. He traveled to Mexico many times to give chizuk also. He traveled everywhere, just mamash to teach and to give chizuk. That was his life. So one time when I went to Mexico, he was there, and they lined up all the kids. They brought the kids from the yeshiva, and they all, they waved flags and sang, and it was beautiful. So I had a friend of mine who was part of the entourage, and he saw as he was walking in, Maran Zichron was whispering to himself, was muttering something to himself. So it was a little interesting. So he was curious to see what he was saying. So he leaned in a little bit and he listened, and he heard Maran Zichron didn't see well. So he didn't see that he was leaning in. So he leaned in and he listened to him, and he was whispering to himself, "Ata afar va'efir, ata afar va'efir." Such gadlut, such a person who deserved all of the kavod ba'olam, and yet he was like mamash allergic to it. It's so medume. People, their whole lives revolve around kavod. What's this one going to say? And what's that one going to say? It's a shtuyot. People live their entire lives for other people and forget to live for themselves. You care what other people say, mechpat lecha. He thinks this, he thinks that. People, when it comes to weddings, especially smachot, how much money do people spend on needless nonsense? Just for what? Because what? Because what's this one going to say? And I have to keep up with the Joneses. Crazy. You normal join Zians. Anyway, mikitzur. That's a dick. That's a life. Having to keep up with other people. Live your life. Focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Torah HaKadosha, the mitzvot. It's such a rich religion that we have. So rich. You have Torah endless, mitzvot, endless mitzvot, ma'asim tovim, yirat shamayim, avodat Hashem. Be busy with that stuff. I'm not talking to you, I'm saying in general. I'm just venting. Anyway, but the point is, kavod is medume. There's a word in Lashon HaKodesh that, it's medume. Medume means it's just perceived. There's nothing there. Like when you...
Illusion.
It's an illusion, exactly. Like you try to grab smoke. Oh, you see smoke in front of you. Wow, it's... Yeah. And you grab it, and there's nothing there. It's exactly what kavod is. And people die from kavod. The Chachamim said it best. Hakin'ah v'ata'ava v'akavod motzi'in et ha'adam min ha'olam. Now, its simplest pshat, it's talking about olam haba also. But it's also very much talking about olam hazeh. People die from kin'ah. People die from ta'ava. People die from kavod. And you bring on yourself all sorts of unnecessary zachin and ainara and all sorts of jealousy. What do you need to take people's eyes at? But the Navi says Mefurash. Walk, be tanua, modest, simple, relaxed, like Rabbi Cohen says, relaxed fashion. Take it easy. You don't need to be, not everybody needs, especially today, with the we're not going to be meeting tomorrow, so I'm giving you a little dose of musar so you can take it to go for tomorrow. Yeah, listen. You know, many people, not only everything in their life is, you know, especially today with social media. You know, I'm not Baki, I don't have social media. The only social, I mean, I have WhatsApp just to text people, but that's it. But what's the point of all of these social media platforms? You ever ask yourself, what is it? Every time a person sneezes, I just sneezed. Can you like me? You know, can you, that's the, you know, the, can you thumbs up? Or you're making food, or you're serving. I care what you serve, what you make, what you ate, what you cares. That's the epitome of a lack of tzniut. In general, when we think of the word tzniut, you're thinking about how a woman dresses. That's true too. There's tzniut is also in these elements. Tzniut means to act, to behave, to live modestly. It's not only dress. Dress is part of it. But it's also acting modestly. Not every Am Yisrael is Matovu Alech Yaakov Mishkanatech Yisrael. We're a private nation. What did Bil'am see in the Midbar? Ra'a pitchehem she'enam mechuvanim ze keneged ze. They're tents. The openings were not opposite one another, so they couldn't look in. Privacy. Am Yisrael is a private nation. We're private people. Be a private citizen. Not everybody. You know, people like the. People like the star. Oh, now I made it on the internet. Now because I posted something, now everybody said, "Machba, who cares? What do you need that for?" You need people to see you. You need people to like you. It's the biggest projection of insecurity. A person who's insecure always needs somebody to validate. Oh, you're chashuv. I need you to tell me I'm chashuv. I need you to like me because of it. You know how many, I read studies also, scientific studies. You know how many teenage suicides there are as a result of social media? You have any idea? You know why? Because they're always looking for somebody to validate them, and if they don't get enough likes, that means nobody likes me, zil, suicide. You know how many cases there are like that? It's churban ha'olam mamash. It's mamash lachriv et ha'olam. It's a destruction of the world as we know it. Live for yourself. Live. You know what? Don't live for yourself. Live for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yishtabach Shemo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created you. He gave us tarayag mitzvot, Torah, mitzvot, ma'asim tovim, yad shamayim, avodat Hashem. Focus on that. We have to focus on all sorts of shtusim. Okay, so this one said that, you know, that this guy, he came to my wedding and he wasn't impressed. And he told his wife and his children and his family that he wasn't impressed with the flowers at my wedding. That's the end. That's the end of my world. You know, the sky comes caving in. Who cares? He didn't. I didn't serve 7 courses at the wedding. So now he's instead only served 3 or 4. You know what I'm saying? And he walked out and said he was able to walk out the door instead of rolling. So it wasn't enough. Yeah. Leani ganu. What kind of life is that? That's life. That's not life. That's certainly not a Torah life. Torah life. The life of Am Yisrael is to be tzanua, to be pashut. Take it easy. Relax. Nobody needs to know. Nobody needs to follow you. Nobody needs to thumbs up you. Be confident in yourself. Don't rely on other people to tell you who and what you are. Know your own worth. Don't be, because if you're reliant on other people, you're done. Rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Know your own value. That's not ga'ava. Knowing your own value, knowing your own worth, that's just practicality. Strutting your stuff about it, that's ga'ava. Know yourself. Don't let other people tell you who you are. Rabotai, Bezat Hashem, will continue next time. So tomorrow we're off completely. Wednesday night we should be back, Bezat Hashem. Okay. Nesi'a tova, have fun. I'll miss you guys. Be'atzlacha rabba. Take care.